From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello, everyone. It's lovely to have your company once again around the Word of God. We will be turning today to John's Gospel and the chapter 19, and we're looking at the verses 17 to 27. My subject is Christ crucified on Calvary. Let me remind you of our program this afternoon at 3 o'clock. I will be playing another extract from a sermon I preached some time ago in our church on the dreadfulness of hell. We offer that sermon on tape to any who would like a free copy. You have but to contact me. But back again to this morning, and here is a gospel hymn just before we turn to John chapter 19, the verses 17 through to 27. It's the SMS singers singing The Haven of Rest.
My soul is in exile, was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I
We are continuing with our study of John's Gospel by turning to chapter 19, and we'll look at the verses 17 through to 27. Our title for today's study is Christ Crucified on Calvary. Pilate, the Roman governor, has delivered the Saviour to the soldiers, and they in turn lead him away to be crucified. First of all, note that not content with the prospect of the terrible sufferings that their prisoner will endure on the cross, the soldiers must add to that suffering by humiliating him on the way to execution. They make him carry his cross. This was part of the treatment commonly meted out to the vilest of criminals. They were made to bear the instrument upon which they would soon die in the midst of the greatest agonies. The cross was, according to Peter, a plain piece of a tree, a stake, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It would have been quite a heavy object. The Saviour was made to carry this at the beginning of his journey from prison to Golgotha. Luke tells us that a man, Simon, was compelled to carry the cross after Christ, sometime after the final journey had begun. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. Luke chapter 23, verse 26. Mark tells us that Simon was the father of Alexander and Rufus. Mark chapter 15, verse 21. Obviously, these two men were well-known Christians in the early church. But little did those who carried out this execution, or indeed those who watched it being carried out, realize that the Holy Scriptures were being fulfilled by their crucifying of Christ outside the city of Jerusalem. In Leviticus chapter 16 and the verse 27, we are told that the bodies of the animals used in the sin offerings demanded by God were disposed of outside the camp of Israel. Christ's crucifixion and burial outside the walls of Jerusalem was a fulfillment of that type or that picture. Paul draws the parallel in Hebrews chapter 13 and the verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. As Christ, in his death, was the object of derision and contempt, and driven outside the walls of Jerusalem to die, even so must the child of God, throughout all the ages, expect the same treatment. This point was made very powerfully by Paul. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, or outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Hebrews 13, verse 13. Worldly popularity and following Christ do not go together. They are mutually opposed. To maintain the world's praise, we will have to forsake Christ. Or if we would enjoy Christ's company and blessing, we must forsake the world. Secondly, another prophecy regarding the Saviour was fulfilled at that time. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture did they cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Verses 23 and 24. That prophecy is found in Psalm 22 in the verse 18. Any person who had a knowledge of God's word would have seen many indications in the hours surrounding the crucifixion, and even more so throughout the Saviour's public ministry, that Jesus of Nazareth was indeed the Messiah of Israel and the Saviour of the world. Thirdly, notice that the Lord Jesus was crucified as the King of Israel. The notice placed over his head by order of Pilate stated this to be so. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Verse 19. This was written in Hebrew, the language of the Jews, Greek, the international language of that day, and Latin, the language of the Roman Empire. The significance of this title was not lost on the Jewish leaders for they sought to have Pilate alter it. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Verse 21. This royal title identified the Lord Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah of Israel. The angel that told Mary of the forthcoming birth of Christ said, He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. Nothing could be plainer than the fact that God had overruled in the matter of the title on the cross, and had moved Pilate to write what he did, and to steadfastly refuse to give in to the demands of the Jewish leaders. Jesus is the King of Israel. It is important that he is your King as well. May you crown him King of your heart and life. May you desire, as did the repentant thief, to be part of his kingdom. Fourthly, in closing, please note the care the Savior took of his mother. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple, who of course was John, took her unto his own home. Verses 26 to 27. The Savior made arrangements for the well-being of his mother after his departure. John was to take care of her, for she was growing old and needed to be cared for. And he was to care for her as he would his own mother. And she, in turn, was to look upon him as her son. In this, the Savior is an example to all who have parents. It is our duty, and not that of the state or the government, to look after them. How many fathers and mothers lie abandoned in nursing homes and hospitals, forsaken by their children who have washed their hands of them, and consider it a matter for the government to provide for them. The Savior's action here tells us what God's view on this subject is. We are our father and mother's keepers. We must honor them all their days. Of course, the Savior's actions on the cross regarding his mother reminds us of his tenderness toward all who are in need. No sinner, no Christian, need fear drawing near to one who treated his mother so tenderly. As Peter says, we may cast all our care upon him, for he careth for us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. May you cast your burden and your sin on the Lord Jesus today. Please join me this afternoon at 3 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.